Good morning. John 16, verse 4. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. How do you remember? Write it in your planner? Text yourself on your cell phone? Maybe set an alarm on your iPod? Our Lenten meditations remind us of the failure of Judas and Peter to remember what the Lord had spoken to them, to remember what Jesus was doing for them at that very time. They did not remember to watch and pray, lest they enter into temptation. They warmed themselves by the enemy fire, not remembering to take up their cross and follow Jesus. Judas did not remember. What profit is for a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? That not all the gold and silver in the world can purchase for us what Jesus bought for you with his own blood, the forgiveness of all your sins. For Jesus paid the price to justify, to forgive the sins of the world, and therefore yours, to make you at peace with God, to provide, to win the salvation of your soul. Though Judas was filled with remorse, he did not remember that the Son of Man came into the world to save sinners, even the chief of sinners. Peter also had problems in remembering. He did not remember that the friendship of this world cannot give us life, not eternal life. He didn't remember Jesus' words, "Do not be afraid of him who can kill the body, but rather fear the one who can destroy body and soul in hell." And yet Jesus set alarms, if you will. Set alarms for both of them to remember the words that Jesus had spoken to them. With the many appeals to Judas that night, even calling him friend, with the very sight of the holy place, to call to remembrance what the Lord had done for him. He set those alarms for Peter also, in the crowing of the rooster twice. And Jesus, looking upon him with his eyes brimming with tears, tears of grief, but also tears of grace. And Peter remembered the words that Jesus had spoken to him. Our Lenten meditations are thus a reminder to us to remember what Jesus has spoken to us. A reminder of our own failures to remember what Jesus has spoken to us. For have we done any better? How often have we also failed to remember to watch and pray, lest we enter into temptation? How often have we been more concerned about the pieces of silver we need to get by, that new iPod we might want, or the acceptance by our peers, than about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? When our Savior is being attacked, too easily we settle for warming ourselves at the enemy fire, acquiescing with our silence. We don't remember that we do not need to fear what man can do to us, for Jesus Himself is with us. And when we ourselves are personally ridiculed for our faith, how easily, like Peter, were more concerned about what that cute little maiden might say, or about the group of peers that's pressuring us to do what we know we shouldn't, than about Jesus asking us to walk with Him. Jesus has set the alarms to help you and me also to remember. He set the alarms in our own roosters crowing in these words of Jesus' passion history. Jesus looking out at you with those tears flowing from His eyes, tears of grief, but also tears of grace. Peter, in repentance, remembered the words that Jesus had spoken to him. And he not only remembered them, he went on to relate them to others, to you and to me. He tells us of his own failure, of his fall, in order that he might tell you of the restoration and grace that Jesus brought to him and wants to bring to you. Remember the words that Jesus has spoken to you, that you might ever rely on His grace. For the failure to remember is ultimately just too costly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 140, stanzas 1 and 2.